Sports
on 107.5
Switch Radio.
Switch Radio.
Mark, a disappointing result today, unfortunately losing 2-1 against Leek. But for the last 10 minutes of the game, you had them rattled up a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah, as soon as we scored our goal, they were defending for their lives and we were throwing men forward. We had a few half chances. We probably left it a bit too late to put the pressure on, really. I wish we hadn't conceded at the start of the second half and it was 1-0 when we were doing that, rather than 2-0. Fair play to us, we kept going, and even though we've lost again 3 games in a row, at least we nearly came back, and there's some positives. Just needs to cut out the city yards. I think obviously at half time they're saying keep it tight, so they obviously weren't too happy, but I think the lads inadvertently tripped Jake up, and then keepers made a good save and it just fell to one of their players and they've scored. It's a little bit of bad luck, but again we should be able to deal with it. Come out second half, if we keep it 1-0, then we'd always have a chance of scoring a goal. Yeah, it's just disappointing to score so quickly in the second half. They're always a good team, and they're big strong, they're a big striker, and we've got 2 young centre backs, and they went direct quite a lot, and they're just a big experienced team in this league, whereas we're not particularly. So we're aware of that, and we wanted to stop them getting set pieces, which obviously they scored off the first set piece because we knew they'd be dangerous. You just got to defend it as well. You can't stop giving away fouls and corners completely. You just need to defend them when you can.
Good goal by Ricky Hill today, though, wasn't it? A great header from him. And you had a big say in that goal as well.
Yeah, I've said to him, every goal he scored is that I set it up. But earlier on in the season, he scored a similar goal against Leek. I'm pleased with him because he's been injured. He hasn't been around for a while. He's got a new son, Ralphie, and he was just delighted to score. And he nearly scored again just after, which would have made it might have been perfect. But it's good for him to have him back, because someone like Ricky is perfect.
And is he one of those players where, like, you can have him as part of defence, but also if needed he can push forward and be almost like a third striker sometimes as well?
Yeah, no, he went up near the end. I think he would love to do that. I think he honestly he's winning a lot of headers, and he's got a good strike on him, and he would love to have that role. And as soon as they said go up, he was as fast as I've seen him move.
Do you still think you've got a chance to have a say in maybe gatecrashing the players at the end of the season, or is that too much?
We'd need to go on a good run, go on a little bit of the run, you never know. But really we just got to get back winning ways, because we're unbeaten this year and then we've just lost 3 in a row. It'd be nice just to bounce back firstly.
Anthony, congratulations, a hard fought win today against a Romulus side who put a bit of pressure on you in the last sort of 10 minutes of the game. But let's start off with get your overall thoughts on the match.
We know it's a difficult place to come, obviously on the 3G, so we're pleased to get the 3 points. We know they're a young, energetic side, always in the thoughts that we're going to put pressure on them early doors, which we did really well, and we managed to get the early goal, which I think sort of changed the game for us a little bit. I think once we'd scored that early goal, Romulus side come back into the game a little bit, and the game went a bit scrappy, which we weren't happy about. We weren't keeping the ball as well as what we'd like. Romulus had a couple of half chances ourselves. But looking over the first half, I think we looked comfortable at times. I think we missed a couple of Gilthead's chances, I think, to kill the game off. One in particular, I think it was 15 minutes where Sam Grimshaw threw on goal. He's just slotted wide. I think that would have put a totally different perspective on the game. We're in a position now where we're not tucking our chances away, and when we do, the pressure seems to be getting to us a little bit. So obviously Romulus come into the game and we looked a bit edgy going into the back end of the first half. So to come in 1-0 up was pleasing, and we knew we could get better second half. And obviously we come out, we started really bright again. That's what we wanted to do, hit them when they were cold. Scored a really good goal, I think it was really well worked. And then again we've missed a couple of chances then just to put the game to bed. Once that happens, you're always thinking, and Romulus, I believe, would have been thinking that there's something there for them today. So, I mean, credit to them. They come back into the game, I think, for the last 10 or 15 minutes and made a real game of it, put us under pressure. We were disappointed to concede from a set play. We're a big side ourselves, and we looked dominant in that area of the pitch, really, today. So to go concede a goal and let them get a goal back, made that extra 5 or 10 minutes at the end of the game really edgy for us, and we looked a little bit nervous, and I think that's come from throughout the game where we've missed a couple of real clear-cut chances. Winning games breeds confidence, and that's what we're looking to do. We know we've not played at our best today. Over the past couple of weeks we've been a bit stuttery, a bit stop-start, but this time of the season is all about putting points on the board. Well, we went to Carlton last week, really tricky place to go. We've managed to do a good professional job there, and we knew today was going to be a potential banana skin as well. So we've turned up here today and got the job done, regardless of how it's been done, if we're happy with the performance or not. there's another 3 points on the board for us and a bit more momentum for us, and we go again, two games unbeaten. So hopefully we can kick start now and push on to the final months of the season.
Spalding United at home on Tuesday night. What do you know about Spalding, how they set up and what their style of play is?
Yeah, really tough game. We went to watch them, me and Paul, the assistant manager, on Tuesday night against Rushden and Diamonds. So we had a long trek down to there to watch them. You know what you're going to get with Spalding. They're a direct team. They just like to turn things into corners and up to the front too. Got two really good lads up there with good experience and good goal scoring tallies, really, the pair of them. We know it's going to be a different game to what it was today. It'll be a bit more of a battle, I think, on Tuesday night. We're confident we're the home side, and we've seen things on Tuesday that hopefully that'll come off on Tuesday, and we can really hurt them in certain areas of the pitch. But like I say, it's going to be a tough couple of weeks now for us. We've got a tough run in, so as long as we can start picking up points now and keeping us in that playoff mix, we'll be happy.
And there's people on the pitch. Sports on 107.5. Switch Radio.